Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog, and a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Hey, folks, we've got a guest that we've had before. Wonderful man. He is really just, you know, a trailblazer. Bud Houston is one of America's most popular agility teachers, but he's probably also the most prolific writer in the sport of agility. So I wanted to bring him back. I'm so glad he rejoins us today. Bud, welcome back to Pet World Insider.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Now, Bud, you have written a lot of books, a lot of publications. Share a little bit about what you have written about over the years with our listeners.
Most of the topics that I deal with are training topics for agility. If you really understand where we came from, when we first started this, we really didn't know. It's a new sport. We didn't know how to do what we were doing. And so a lot of the writing that I've done over the years is you could almost consider them chronicles of learning to teach a dog dog agility. And most of the volumes that I've published are specific training manuals, both for the conduct of group classes and for the individual who's teaching the dog agility in the backyard.
You're a judge, you're a guru. What do you think is probably the most difficult part of succeeding at agility?
Well, that's an interesting question.
I try and give those interesting questions there, Bud.
you do. I'm on my third, fourth generation of agility dog, and an interesting thing when this the boy I run now, Corey, was a pup, I felt considerable pressure to get things right. So what is it that we really seek? And I think I want to get the absolute best out of my dog. It's a trap that we could fall into, that we are validated somehow by how our dog does in competition, whether he's struggling mightily or winning everything in the world. Your dog really doesn't define who you are. And yet, I want the absolute best that I can out of my dogs. And these days, I train my dogs to work at a magnificent distance from me, which isn't terribly common in the sport, but that's where I've gone with it.
Interesting. I think you hit on a great point there, too. The dogs aren't worried about what place, but they do want to achieve what we, their partners, are trying to get them to achieve. I mean, they're very eager to do what we want them to do.
Well, too, sometimes that achievement, what they're working for, is that kibble of food or a game with their favorite toy. I don't think they have the same value judgments on ribbons and paper certificates hanging on the wall, which are things that come along with us in our sport, possibly to inspire the ego.
Now, I'd be remiss not to ask, you're the current president of the Teacup Dogs Agility Association. Tell me about
that. That's correct. Well, what we observed over time is most of the venues were designed for big dogs who are fast and have a big, long stride. And the concept was to, let's say, miniaturize it and make it appropriate for dogs of smaller stature. And what we really discovered in this is that the small dog handler can really get a taste of what the big dog handler feels every weekend in terms of timing and their skill of handling their dogs. So I know that you've done some agility training, and the big distances between obstacles in the TDA, it's short distances between obstacles.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So the handler's timing must be really good.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point there. Wow. Now, Bud, you have a lot of great information. You've got it on your website. You also have a great blog. Let's give out your website address.
I am at very easy to remember, www.dogagility.org.
www.dogagility.org. Bud, I really appreciate everything that you're doing in the pet world. As someone who's benefited, I'm sure you've had an impact on the things that I've experienced. It's just such a great sport. It's a great way to bond with your pets. I encourage everybody, if you're thinking about doing it, give it a try. It's so much fun. You're really going to enjoy it. Thank you, Bud. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after these messages. Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.